Okay, we're here. I'm here with Ted Harms. And we got to share a mic.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we do. How are you? How is this?
It's like the old days.
Yeah, it is. It's like... That's right. I feel like I'm about to do a radio commercial
radio
here.
A show or something? We're all standing around?
Like over Ovaltine out of Christmas Story. So, hold on a second.
All right.
You talk, I'm going to
cue. Well, I'm here plugging the VOC, Silent Film Harmonic Show, which is happening this Saturday at the lovely Registry Theater. We are accompanying three Charlie Chaplin short films. Dog's Life, Easy Street, and The Immigrant, which are very good. They're very funny. They're very... It's Charlie Chaplin and the tramp persona. So it's the hat, it's the cane, it's the big shoes, it's the, you know, down on his luck but still dignity and honor and valor kind of character who and I don't want to give anything away here, but let's just say at the end he always gets the girl.
He does always get the girl. There's those big batty eyes that do it, you know.
Yeah.
No, he's. This is great. How did you? I know you've been working on this for a while. How many Charlie Chaplin shorts are there?
Oh, I don't know. The girl in these three films, a woman named Edna Purveyance, was in 33 or 35 short films, and so I'm going to assume there's probably at least double that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact number, but then there's also, you know, the feature films he did, Gold Rush and The Kid and Modern Times and all that.
I was playing City Lights, so
City Lights and all that. So, so how many did all total? I couldn't say.
Why did you pick these three? Do they all have a similar theme for you? Besides, he gets the girl.
He gets the girl. No, I mean, I guess I kind of saw it. I mean, what we did back in. In March were the Buster Keaton short films, and this is pretty much, I think, almost a continuation of that. I mean, when you talk about there's a lot of really rewarding. I hate to use the term B actors who did short films. People like Charlie Chase and people like that. But I mean, you know, Keaton and Chaplin. Probably the only other person you could perhaps add to that pantheon would be
Harold Lloyd.
Harold Lloyd. I was actually going to say a Roscoe Arbuckle.
Oh, but, yeah, right, Fatty Arbuckle.
Fatty Arbuckle. He hated the nickname Fatty.
Well,
actually,
yeah, that's
that
right.
That was what was given to him by the Hearst newspapers when they were hounding him on the trumped up murder charge. But anyways, but I mean, you know, it's something which. People know, and it's something which, when we say Charlie Chaplin, you don't have to say anything more.
Yeah,
you know, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. Do each movie has its own sort of does each piece of music have its own character too?
Well, what we're doing for these films, and again, just kind of looking for a bit of a hook, is that we are taking songs that Louis Armstrong. Was generally noted for, and those are the songs that we're playing along with. We do adapt them. We do put our own kind of spin or wobble onto them to kind of, you know, give them the VOC treatment. But that's the basic approach. Heebie Jeebies, West End Blues, Blue Yodel Number 9. I think there's one more song in there. I guess I should remember, but so we don't, you know, the whole thing about music and movies is very convoluted, and different people want different things from the music, and I think if there's going to be an overall arch for me, I want the music to support what's on the screen. I don't want it to get in the way. I don't want it to take over. I don't want to what we generally call Mickey Mouse, where if you know, somebody falls down the stairs, we're not going to go ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum with them. This isn't Looney Tunes. We're not doing cartoon music.
I think you guys are like another character.
Well, if we can add something to it, if we can enhance, but we're not there to distract. We're not there to take away, and we're certainly not there to upstage. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, it's Charlie Chaplin on the screen. Everyone, Chaplin got an honorary Oscar in 1972 and got a 12-minute standing ovation at the Academy Awards show, which is the longest standing O that they've ever given. And that's someone that you just have to let, you know, he does his thing. No one has to upstage Charlie Chaplin. No one has mm-hmm. to, you know, lead the audience along to what's going to happen next. And so we're just there to kind of add some ambiance to it.
Well, without Charlie Chaplin, I mean, what would film be? What would film be today without these
Well,
guys?
And I mean, he wasn't just an actor. I mean, he wrote.
He's a writer,
he directed, he produced. He started United Artists with Douglas Fairbanks and Edith Pickford. No. Mary Pickford,
and who's Canadian, right? Yes,
and so Chaplin. I mean, it was a time when you had to do it all. I mean, there weren't stuntmen back then.
There weren't PR agents. There weren't stuntmen.
There weren't wires suspending you over the, you know, in midair while you, you know, did 18 judo kicks. And
oh
stuff
yeah,
like
he did
that.
All his own stunts, which
he
is
did
all
your
stunts.
Own stunts, and they were churning out the movies, you know, three a month.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, you know. So I mean, you had to be fast. You had to get in, get out. You know, you didn't have, you know, 3 days to get one shot. It was 3 days to shoot the whole damn thing.
How long, how short are these shorts? Like, how long is the longest short?
These are between about 20 and 30 minutes long.
Okay.
Which is a little, I'm not quite sure how to grasp it. I mean, generally, these are referred to as two reelers, so that, you know, back in the days when it was you had a can of film mm-hmm. and all that, it would be two reels of film. And the Keaton films that we did were almost all between about 18 and 20 minutes, and those are called two reelers. The Chaplin films are also being called two reelers, but they're longer, and they're not a three reeler. So I don't quite know how they parsed it out. Was it a sign of Chaplin's status that he could do a 30-minute film?
Maybe.
Was it him calling the shots, or was it the studio saying, you've got carte blanche, you've proved yourself and all that? I don't know how that quite all worked out, but.
Can you tell people what each, like, a little soupçon of each movie, so they know?
Well, it's Dog's Life. You know, again, there's a girl.
There's always a dog,
and there are thugs, and there is a buried wallet.
In
a dog's life. That's the kind of vehicle for that. Easy Street is Charlie Chaplin who's down on his luck and signs up to be a cop, and is assigned Easy Street, which is the roughest street.
In
the town, and through almost by accident, he manages to subdue, the roughest, toughest, meanest, burliest criminal along Easy Street, which suddenly catapults him into the echelon of, you know,
he's cool.
You know, of suddenly the street is now calm, and mm-hmm. you know, he's a hero to everybody. The immigrant is there's a little case of mistaken identity. But again, there's a girl, you know, longed for from afar, and they then meet again after the first half of the movie is on the ship, and then the second half is them in the city, and you know, Chaplin hasn't quite, you know, found his pot of gold, but the woman that he meets, she seems to be doing reasonably well, and a very hilarious scene ensues in a beanery restaurant. I don't think I'm giving it away, but yes, again, in the end, he gets the girl. So,
Just to let people know, can you give them, ticket advice? And it's at the Registry Theater.
It's
a
at
great
the Registry.
Place to see.
We love Lawrence. Lawrence McNaught runs it. He's a wonderful and kind soul.
And it's a lovely space. It's very intimate, and it's a great screen.
It's
and
a great
15
screen.
By 15,
it's
and it's
huge.
Perfect for black and white because it's such a lovely gothic ambience in there.
Tickets, you can go to the Center Square now and get advance tickets for $15. Excuse me. You can buy a ticket at the door for $15, or... And this is the best deal in town. A food bank donation, can of beans, bag of pasta, something like that. That and $10 will get you in. And of course, as always, high school students, $5 IGO tickets.
IGO tickets, okay,
are there. And so yeah, it's going to be a good hour and a half, hour 45 of good time. Starts at 8 o'clock. And there's no hockey on, so you might as well come out and watch.
Well, Ted, I'd like to thank you so much for dropping by the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Here is what's your music choice?
Well, Charlie Chaplin, amongst other things, dabbled in music and wrote what is probably, I think we can safely say, a jazz standard, a wonderful song called Smile. Made famous by Nat King Cole. Unfortunately,
my favorite.
I didn't have the Nat King Cole version, which is probably just as well, because every time I hear it, I want to cry. So this is Holly Cole's version, I think from her first or second album.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Ted, for dropping by the studio.
Thanks for having me.
All the best with Charlie Chaplin Shorts this weekend at the Registry.
Hide every trace of sadness. Oh.